The most highly classified episode in American military history began with a series of events on May 15, 1947, that ultimately resulted in the crash and recovery of at least two, probably three, and possibly four extraterrestrial flying discs. This was accomplished by deliberate anti-aircraft artillery fire. The U.S. Army's actions either caused or were a response to offensive overt acts initiated by flying discs themselves. Whatever flying discs are, they are not defenseless. Their special weapons were, and even now, are unconventional. Flying discs were immediately defined by the United States military in 1947, George, as a, quote, enemy weapons system. And you know who made that classification? General Nathan Twining. This is information that has just emerged in the last few years as well. Okay, now, so what happened? There is so much that is unfolding in peculiar phenomena at Earth Files from the actual manuscript, and I'm just going to hit some highlights.
All right.
On May 15th, a V-2 gets launched, and it was supposed to go to an altitude of 84 miles. It was carrying instruments to measure cosmic and solar radiation temperatures, ionospheric measurements, and photo experiments for who? The Naval Research Lab. But the V-2 rocket veered off 40 degrees suddenly and crashed east of Alamogordo. If it had been just a mile or so further, it could have ended up killing people, and it would have been a big public story. But it's always been something that people didn't hear about because it was largely local newspaper coverage. And here is a headline from May 16, 1947, Las Cruces Sun News article. V-2 goes astray, lands in 6 miles of Alamogordo. Lieutenant Colonel Harold R. Turner, White Sands Proving Ground commanding officer, blamed peculiar phenomena for the erratic test flight of a German V-2 rocket, which landed. It was 6 miles east of Alamogordo, but I think it was only about a mile from some area that could have affected people. Well, now, Andrew Kissner, knowing he had inside information, he says that what never was put in the papers, never was said publicly, but they knew what was going on at White Sands, that peculiar phenomena was a radar target that instantaneously appeared next to that rising V-2 missile, and immediately the V-2 rocket changed course at exactly that moment. In fact, this was such a problem, George, that they put mounted cameras right inside of the V-2 rocket, cut out a hole where the lens would be, and they photographed those discs pacing at exactly the speed of those V-2 rockets. Now, it really became dramatic 2 weeks later. We're talking only 14 days after. And dear Colonel Turner, I feel sorry for this man. Base commander, he's trying to get all of this V-2 rocket research going, and he's got something he doesn't know what. They're assuming that it probably is from outer space. There are disks, and they're showing up next to these missiles, and it's causing the missile to veer off. And he decides that he's going to do a secret May 29th, 1947 launch. No one is to know what's going on. Andrew Kissner thinks this was the American military's first test of a surface-to-air missile strike against an unidentified radar object. And the result was terrible. The rocket took off. It went. It was going. And suddenly, the rocket seemed to make a 180-degree. You know, it's going one way, and then it's coming right back the other way.
They turned it.
But then there were two explosions. One was over in Mount Franklin, which is on the New Mexico side, and the other was down in Juarez, Mexico. And that explosion, this second huge explosion, left a gigantic crater in the ground, not very far, again, from a new airport that had been built there. And here's the kicker. We go down, the military, the Mexican military get there. They're very upset that American military have crossed their border. without any consultation. That's how important, apparently, we thought it was. And they went to find our V2 rocket, and there was nothing. Literally nothing.
It was blown to shreds.
But the issue was, if it was vaporized, what vaporized it?
Right.
And the dot, dot, dot is, this was both our attack and retaliation in one event. And what happened after the Juarez, we'll call it maybe, first major secret war, was a whole series of air crashes. And we're talking within 24 hours of May 29th, two major crashes on the East Coast, and we're talking about up to 80 or 90 airplane crashes that Andrew Kistner was able to confirm occurred between May 29th, Juarez, and June 12th, and that is only 2 weeks. And we're talking about planes going down all over the place. And now, let's hear Andrew Kistner.
All right, here we go.
We attempted to shoot, find this down on May 29th, at least one. I think there probably were two or three in the immediate area around that launch site. And the result of that was a series of aircraft accidents the United States has not seen before or after that lasts for about a month.
And in your research and in the manuscript of Peculiar Phenomenon, you put together a graph showing how many airplane crashes there were after the Juarez rocket came down or missile came down. And there was a 12-month period, wasn't it, where there were about 600 planes that had crashed around the world?
Right. But that doesn't include what we're saying now is that doesn't include all the other ones that probably have not been reported in the course of doing my investigation. What I found was that each newspaper, and I would scan 8 or 9 different newspapers for the book, each one had different aircraft accidents that weren't mentioned in the other newspapers. By June 12, 1947, the U.S. Army Air Corps has grounded all their C-54 aircraft, and the president has called for a special investigation of airplane accidents that I think at that time, I think the number was 70 or 80 since May 29th. The president called for a special investigation into the aeronautics system in the United States.
And Andy, you mean between May 29th and June 12th of 1947, there were 80 or 90 airplane crashes in the United States.
Exactly. And John Steelman, who was the assistant to President Truman, was quoted by one of the reporters there as saying there was something radically wrong in aviation.
Len Stringfield, before he died, told me that he had firsthand knowledge that we had a standing order in the United States Air Force to shoot down the discs in the sky between the end of the 40s until at least 1954, somewhere around 53 to 54, but that we lost so many pilots trying to carry out that order that it was finally rescinded.
Okay, I can believe it. I can believe it.